Escaped convict holds mother and daughter hostage at knife point. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here, politicalbombster.com, raydog.com. Support us or go in our stores and get some merch. Well, let's see what this guy has to say for himself. And hopefully no one was hurt. But you can see, you know, I always say the eyes are the windows to the soul. Look at his eyes. What do you see there? What do you see there? This very darkness looks dark. Dramatic new video has surfaced of a hostage situation earlier this week in Florida where an escaped convict held people at knife point in a Miami Beach store. The footage obtained by WPLG-TV shows a 29-year-old Darian Young threatening a woman and her mother at a Victoria's Secret moments after he was accused of shoplifting lingerie. Okay, I'm not gonna do the transgender jokes. Let's continue. Around 5:30 p.m. Thursday, Young appeared to be clutching the woman's neck while ducking behind a checkout counter. Meanwhile, the woman's mother could be seen behind them with her hands together, apparently praying. I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna kill her. Don't make me hurt her. Don't make me hurt her, Young yelled repeatedly, according to one witness who spoke with the television station. An officer at the scene tried to engage with Young, but he was shaking his head and uttering no in the video. Put it down, man. Please put it down, the officer can be heard saying. Young then let the mother go, but still held on to her daughter before the officer shot him. He was rushed to the Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami, where he died hours later. The mother and daughter were not harmed physically. Well, I mean, no one likes to hear about people dying, but the officer did what he had to do to protect the public, you know. Now this video is just so it's on YouTube, so I'm not gonna play this video because I don't want them to say strike my channel or give me a copy. I don't know. Anyway, I heard the sound. I thought I was mesmerized a little bit, Santiago told NBC Miami. I was like, maybe it's in my head right now. I didn't have music on, so it was clear as day. NBC Miami also obtained video showing officers running from storefront to storefront, evacuating shops. Authorities later determined that Young had escaped from a minimum security facility in New Hampshire a week before the incident. In a press release, the New Hampshire Department of Corrections said it determined Young had escaped the housing unit about 20 miles south of Concord, New Hampshire. On around July 21st, Young had been serving time after being convicted of drug charges, burglary, receiving stolen evidence, and falsifying physical evidence, according to the DOC, Young would have been eligible for parole starting Monday, but could have been required to remain in custody until January 31st, 2028. It was not clear why Young was in South Florida or how he got there. Wow, I mean, yeah, it's sad that he died, but it's also, he had people's lives at risk, and the officers did what they had to do. They had no choice. Again, I've been advertising this all week. If you are in Western Mass and you'd like to come by our church on Saturday, August 5th, we're having our first of the month men's breakfast, where we fellowship with each other and have great, amazing food, and we discuss scriptures and such. I encourage you to show up and just say hi to me. But I'm looking for it. Hold on. There we go. So there you go. Second Baptist Church of South Hadley, men's breakfast, 589 Granby Road, South Hadley, Massachusetts, 8 a.m. August 5th. So I hope to see you all there. Don't forget to go to politicalbouncer.com or raydoc.com. Go to our stores and support us that way. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you pretty soon. Hopefully August 5th, some of you.